This is the news in brief from the United Nations. Humanitarians have expressed deep concern at crisis levels of hunger in Yemen after the release of new food security assessments in the war-torn country on Wednesday. According to the latest Integrated Food Security Phase Classification, or IPC, analysis by UN agencies, 3.2 million people will likely be in dire need in the next 6 months, up from 2 million now. Last year, famine was avoided thanks to a massive scale-up of humanitarian assistance, but escalating conflict and, above all, the economic meltdown in the Arabian state have caused rising food prices and a near-total depletion of foreign exchange reserves. In a statement, UN Humanitarian Coordinator for Yemen, Lise Grande, said that disaster will only be avoided if funding is provided now. In addition to a new wave of violence in Al-Jawf and Marib, the resilience of war-weary Yemenis has been hit by flash floods, desert locusts, and fall armyworm infestations. At least 40 million children worldwide are not receiving preschool education owing to closures linked to the coronavirus pandemic, UN child experts have said. Spearheading the alert, the head of UNICEF, Henrietta Fore, warned that COVID-19 is making a global childcare crisis even worse. According to the UN Children's Fund research, shutdowns of childcare and early learning centres have also left many parents struggling to look after their children and earn a living. The situation is placing a larger burden on women, who spend more than three times longer on care and housework than men, the UN agency noted. The study shows that in 54 low- and middle-income countries, around 40% of 3 to 5-year-olds were not receiving social, emotional, and cognitive stimulation from any adult in their household. For millions of parents, and especially women working in the informal sector who have no welfare protection, their only option is to take their children to work. UNICEF says that more than 90% of women in Africa and almost 70% in Asia and the Pacific work informally. To Tanzania, finally, which has been urged to heed international calls to allow peaceful gatherings to take place ahead of elections later this year and step back from laws described as draconian. In their appeal on Wednesday, three UN-appointed independent rights experts, known as special rapporteurs, also maintained that the government was not being transparent enough after it stopped releasing statistics on COVID-19 cases. They cited the amended Basic Rights and Duties Enforcement Act, which will ultimately prevent organisations from filing cases on behalf of victims of rights abuses. In a statement, the special rapporteurs warned that the changes had been fast-tracked through Parliament and were just the latest in a string of newly enacted draconian legislation. It was being used to intimidate activists, silence journalists, and further restrict freedom of expression, peaceful assembly and association, insisted special rapporteurs Clement Voule, Mary Lawler, and David Kay. Daniel Johnson, UN News.